Welcome to Hope Is Here. Recently, I was walking through my house and I saw this thing sitting on the counter and I was like, what is that? And I picked it up and it was actually a hairbrush. And for those of you who know me, I am follically challenged, so I have no need for a hairbrush. But Luke, that lives with me, has a daughter that is 7 years old. He has twins, and they come and stay with us every other week. Or no, every week, I'm sorry, a couple of days, and every other weekend. So anyway, it was her brush, but it's been several years since I've used a hairbrush, and so it really doesn't matter to me what the about a hairbrush having one of those in my possession. But you know, there's something that really does matter, and that's our words. Our words do matter, and we all use words every day. You may not have to use a hairbrush anymore like me, but we all use words. And in fact, research, I did a lot of research, and it showed, I saw different research articles that said men use as few as 7,000 words a day, women use almost 20,000. Then I found one survey, some research that was done that said, actually, over the past few years, men's word count has increased and both average around 15,000 words. Well, I just kind of tried to, I like to keep things simple. So I just took an average. Let's just say, because we have men and women listeners, if we spoke 10,000 words a day, there's 300 days in a year. Yes, I know there's 365. I went to Tate's Creek, but my math is not that bad. Let's just do that. 300 days a year, and we spoke 10,000 words average a day. That would be 3 million words that we would speak in a year. So if you lived, you know, even just 10 years, there's 30 million. And of course, if you lived 30 years, there'd be 90 million words. And so words are really, really important. And, you know, the Bible has a lot to say about words. In fact, the terms tongue, lips, mouth, and words appear over 170 times in the Bible. So God really puts an emphasis on the words that we speak. And Proverbs 18, verse 20 says, words satisfy the soul as food satisfies the stomach. The right words on a person's lips bring satisfaction. And, you know, it's just so true that when our words are good and they're God-honoring and we're speaking words of life, just things are better in our spirit, in our soul. And, you know, we all have conversations throughout each day. I know with COVID-19, a lot more social isolation, and fortunately a lot of words are through texting. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we all have conversations. And Brennan Manning, a Christian author, wrote a really good book called The Ragamuffin Gospel. If you've never read it, would encourage you to check that out. But it says, in every encounter, we either give life or we drain it. There are no neutral exchanges. I'll say that again. In every encounter, we either give life or we drain it. There are no neutral exchanges. And so I want to just encourage you and challenge you today, whether you're listening early in the morning here or our lunchtime program on the radio or podcast, if you listen anytime, but just to really start to be aware of the conversations, the words that you're using. And, you know, Jesus really thought words were really, really important. He talked about this in John chapter 6. And Jesus, you know, really put a big emphasis on what our words should be and whether they're God-honoring. But I really like this passage that is in John chapter 6. And some of you may be in a place where you have your Bible. And if you want to turn with us, we're going to look at just a couple of verses there in John chapter 6, verses 63 and 64. But Jesus said in these two verses there in John chapter 6, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. And so I want to go back to that in verse 63 where he says, the Spirit gives life, and the words I have spoken to you, they are full of Spirit and life. And so we know, obviously, we have the Holy Spirit if you're a follower of Jesus. And Jesus said before he left to go back to heaven after the resurrection, after Easter, and being seen over 500 eyewitnesses in the time that he was here before he went to heaven, that he would leave a comforter, a counselor, the Holy Spirit. And so we are full of Spirit, and the words also he said he spoke are life. And so, I mean, our words are life, and they are huge and really, really important. And I think the enemy, you know, we know that he's the great liar, the great deceiver, that he can get into us speaking negative words and words that just aren't good for us and aren't God honoring. And I don't mean just like the four letter profanity words that, you know, we know we shouldn't be saying, but just mean negative words like, you know, I'm stupid, or I can't do anything right, or I'm dumb, or I'm ugly, or, you know, whatever it is. Those are not words of life. So those obviously are not words of God. And so I want to share with you today and tomorrow five things that I think show that why our words matter. Okay, why our words matter. And the first one very simply is that words are a matter of life and death. Words are a matter of life and death. Proverbs 18 verse 21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And then Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7 through 8, I camped out on those two verses about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago now. And Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8 says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. There's that word fruit again. Talked about it 18:21, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And then the third verse that talks about these words and the fruit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And, you know, friends, fruit in our words, if our words are loving, when we have joy, peace, patience, all those, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, that means that our words are, I would think, almost all the time, but definitely a high majority of the time, they're words of life. And you want to bear that fruit. It comes from that Proverbs 18:21 that I've already mentioned twice, but I want to say it one more time. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who will love it will eat its fruit. And I think that everybody that listens to Hope Is Here, whether you're a regular listener, and we're so thankful for those. We just went over 33,000 podcasts listened to last week, and just amazed how God has done that, in addition to the hundreds and thousands each month that listen on the radio. But, I mean, you know, I think the people that listen here on a regular basis through the podcast or radio programs live on the radio, that we want to speak words that bear fruit. I really do think that we all want to bear fruit. And, you know, it's kind of interesting when you go to a funeral visitation or the actual funeral, they usually give a little card that has the obituary and a picture of the person. And then a lot of times there's a Bible verse. And, you know, I just want to ask you, this is kind of a side note, what question is it that, or not question, what verse is it that you would have put on your card if you took your last breath tomorrow, let's say, and you were able to leave a note for somebody? And, you know, I know that sounds kind of morbid, but, you know, those might be some things you might think about with people, you know, about the loved ones that who would be helping take care of your funeral. Did a funeral recently, and the person actually had left some notes on what they wanted said, and, you know, not like the whole thing, but just some favorite scriptures and things and songs. And they had lived a long life and just, you know, just wanted to be a God-honoring celebration. And it was very helpful to the family. So, just some food for thought, as my dad used to say, no pun intended, when we're talking about fruit and from our lives through the words we speak. But I think that, it's a good thought to just think, what verse would I want put, if I could have one Bible verse put on the card that they give out to people, like a little program at funeral visitation and funeral, what would that be? What verse would that be? And then I'll tell you, the best example I ever saw about the words are a matter of life and death in person, a friend of mine, Ann Reinhold, just a spiritual giant, a warrior for Jesus. She did a experiment. She boiled some white rice, and then she put same amount in two glass containers and put a lid on. They were same identical containers, little like glass bowls with containers on top of them to seal them. And she spoke words of life and just blessings and love and prosperity over one bowl, and then the other one she would speak death, you're ugly, you're stupid, just really kind of ugly words that I don't even like to even say them out loud, but just words that are death and ugly and stupid and worthless and just things that, you know, aren't God honoring at all. And it was amazing. 2 weeks later, the one bowl was completely white, still looked great, that she had spoke life and words of health and blessing over. But the bowl that she had kind of cursed, not profanity, but just, you know, words, like you said, of death and ugliness, and it was brown. That rice actually was brown. Now, if I hadn't seen this actually happen over this two-week period, I'll have to be brutally honest with you, as I always am. But I don't know if I would have believed it. But I saw this firsthand, and we'll post the pictures on our podcast, the picture, so you can see these two bowls side by side. But I promise you that did happen. And I've never forgotten that, even though it was a few years ago. 2 or 3 years ago, not been that long, but when I think about the tongue has power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit, Proverbs 18, verse 21, I'm always go back to that example. So if you get a chance, go and see the podcast later today. We'll have the picture of that with that on our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And also, we don't ask very often for donations, but June and December are the 2 months that I send out a newsletter. And if you'd like to get a copy of that, would love to mail you a copy of that. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today, and get our mailing address. But if you also would like to make a donation online to help or send a check, you can do that online. It's safe and secure. We are 501c3, so all your donations are tax deductible. But if you're like me and sometimes you just want to write a check, do old school, I'm all about that. I still do that quite often. The mailing address is there also, so just make your check to Hope Is Here, and you'll see the address there on our website, hopeishere.today. But we would appreciate your help, and whether it's $5 or $50 or $500, whatever God lays on your heart. If you've been blessed by your program, we'd really appreciate your help. But I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as I continue sharing why our words do matter on Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.